I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is January 3rd, 2021. Our show will be about current events, particularly the past week's news events. And what I'll do is strip out the fake news from the mainstream media and then also provide the listeners with actual news that should have been in the news that was skipped or eliminated. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. We'll start off, as always, with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord, and please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bezzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bezzelli when you sign up for service. Interesting week here as we go to the end of the year and into the new year. Happy holidays and happy new year to everybody. This week was quite interesting. It started off with those, remember the Georgia subcommittee hearings, talking about the voting fraud that took place on December 30th. That was all over the news. Very good footage there. And it wasn't covered by the mainstream in the proper way, but it was, it got some, I guess, the red pill out there for the general public to some extent, looking at some of this evidence. Very interesting. Linwood was in the news and still is. If you follow him on Twitter, it's Linwood, L-I-N, Wood, W-O-O-D. Follow him on Twitter. It's very interesting. Well, you know, he was the attorney that really went after the whole Atlanta Olympic Park bombing suspect, that it wasn't him, and they framed that individual for it. He became really well known for that. Now he's more of a patriot, doing a lot of tweets and exposing a lot of things. He went after John Roberts this last week. That's the Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts. That's very interesting. Now, he also made a strange tweet alluding to the fact that Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. Still alive. Now, I think half the folks out there believe he's dead, half believe he's alive, but either way, he didn't kill himself and didn't hang himself. Very interesting nonetheless. Look that up. That was on December 31st. Now, the other person he went after was Mark Meadows. Now, Mark Meadows is also a Trump ally, alleged good guy, that had been tweeting a lot, doing a lot of favorable things pro-Trump, trying to get the truth exposed. Well, he's been kind of flipped now. And if you read the tweets from Mark Meadows, it is not good. Looks like he's on the side to try to take Trump down. I am not personally sure if that's optics or not, or if it's just comms or communications. But Mark Meadows in the past was a very good guy, a white hat. Now we do not know. Very strange. He's one to keep your eye on here with the pulse of all this stuff going on. George Papadopoulos was in the news. Remember now, recently he was given the pardon by President Trump, and he was basically entrapped with that whole FISA surveillance trap to take down Trump. That was also proved to be a hoax, not true. He wrote a book about that. Get a chance to read his book. It's Deep State Target by George Papadopoulos. Very good. He sent me a book. I read it. It's very good information. Now on Twitter, he's another one to follow, George Papad. Follow him on Twitter. He's got some very good red pilling going on with truths that are out there the general public may not even be aware of, or the mainstream media is not up to speed yet on some things with going on behind the scenes. Now, he announced on Twitter saying that the man that introduced him to Joseph Mifsud has been indicted. Well, all this happened with Papadopoulos when he started getting some strange company. The person who started introducing him to strange people, CIA-connected, intelligence-connected folks, trying to entrap him with various double agents and things. He said that man who introduced him to Mifsud in Italy was now indicted. Now, he didn't go on to say what the name was, and I found that very interesting. He didn't say the name. Now, his book clearly has it. It's the person's name is Naji Khalid Idris. So Naji Khalid Idris is allegedly indicted for his role in the FISA surveillance issue with the whole election meddling with Russia going back to the 2016 case with the false Steele dossier and whatnot. Now, Naji Khalid Idris is a Sudanese-born UK citizen. That he didn't expose. I think that'd be an interesting case to follow as well. This guy's very well connected, dealing in intelligence and operations. But the fact that this Italian is actually a UK citizen, but from Sudan, is indicted, gives a lot of information here. I think it sheds a lot of light. The mainstream media obviously hasn't picked it up. Papa D hasn't announced the name, but on several social media sites that I did that myself. I exposed and doxed this person himself, and maybe that's what Papa D wanted to have the Anons start digging into this guy's background. Once again, in Italy. The Georgia judge dealing with the voting election is also Stacey Abrams' sister. This came out just this week. Stacey Abrams, the black hat, bad guy in the deep state. The judge relating to some of this election fraud is actually her sister. Now, the mainstream media did not mention any of this. And you can only find this on internet forums and such. Man to Trump. He had a tweet on December 29th showing a video of a dolphin pod. That was very interesting. Dan Scavino is the social media guy for the president, and some believe that he is actually Q himself or working with the Q team. He certainly does seem to send a multitude of communications, comms, coded messages, things that have meaning, things that have double meanings. His pod was very interesting because it showed dolphins swimming in a pod. And when the Anons looked that up, it is the only predator to a shark. Shark has no predators. But the only predator to a shark is a pod of dolphins that could kill a great white. He posted that, which I think is the communication coded message for they think they cannot take down the deep state, but it's going to be taken down. Very interesting. California announced their extended their lockdown. The state of California has announced that their lockdown is going to be extended indefinitely. This was announced on December 29th. I don't think this made much mainstream news. This is huge. They're locking down the entire state. Not for a week, not for 2 weeks, not for a month. Key word here is indefinitely. Now, I do not believe the local sheriffs and law enforcement is actually enforcing this to put folks in jail that are out and about, but it's something to watch. Once again, it's these Democrat-run states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, California. Those are the ones making all the news with all this lunacy that's going on. On December 28th, Donald Trump mentioned that he may declass the Biden files. Now, this is very interesting. I haven't heard anything since on this. And I think this was in a tweet, but he says, I should declass the Biden files. And boy, it got a lot of support to declass everything. And remember, when we say Biden files, it's the Joe Biden, the president candidate, I'll call him. It's the Hunter Biden. It's the Joe's brother, Jim Biden. It's a whole Biden family. Some call it the Biden crime family. Hopefully Trump will be declassing some of this, but right now I've got other irons in the fire, so to say, with all this voting election fraud in this upcoming March on January 6th. Lots going on. I found that interesting, though. Another thing that's interesting. Remember the Game of Thrones video games maker? This week, age 39, died. This was the Chinese man that created the Game of Thrones video game. Died of poisoning at age 39. So someone wanted him dead. He died this week, was murdered. That did not really make the news as far as what I was expecting it to be. Big story there. We also have some additional random deaths to talk about. But in the meantime, December 28th, this last week, Arizona says 11 electors have joined Louis Gohmert to file suit for Vice President Pence to decide which slate of electors to count from the contested states. Now, this made news. This was December 28th that 11 electors have joined. You know, Louis Gohmert is a good guy, a white hat. You know, it was very close with the recent murder, of former DHS whistleblower Philip Haney. Philip Haney died in February in California under suspicious circumstances. He was about to blow the whistle on something. Louis Gohmert was the person in Congress to say, you know what, I would research his death. Something does not add up. So Gohmert, good guy. The son of Congressman Raskin died. Speaking of deaths, Tommy Raskin died age 25. He was a graduate of Amherst College, was in his second year at Harvard Law School, was healthy, and died. His father was a congressman. I'll just leave that there, as we've got some very strange deaths here coming up. Now, Chief Justice John Roberts was on Twitter, and now this past week, his account was suspended, John Roberts. Now, I didn't see many posts, many tweets from him, not much activity from him. The boy Lynn Wood was going after him as a target. And so what I would have expected to see is John Roberts taking his account down or disabling his account or deleting his account. But when I went to it myself, it did say that the account was suspended, implying that Twitter did it. And I don't think that's the case. John Roberts is a deep state black hat actor, much aligned with the same interest as big tech companies like Twitter. So I don't think that he would be censoring him at all. Chief Justice John Roberts' account was suspended this week. Very interesting. Now, Pence made an announcement. Vice President Pence says he's not interested in politics in the future. Some have suspected he's going to be stepping down. Now, this is interesting because of this big January 6th date coming up with this whole voting fraud information. So President Trump, white hat, good guy. Vice President Pence, folks are still on the fence. I'm one of them. Is he a black hat and was this whole time? Is he a bad guy? Or is he a good guy? Is he stepping down? So the speculation that he may have been fired or let go, and for social media purposes and for the press, he's still acting as the vice president, but he really isn't. There's something going on there, and he may be stepping down, which is also an indication that if Trump, well, Trump did win the election, who will be the running mate or the vice president? Will Pence be going to jail? Will he be the one indicted? So it's going to get interesting. This week in particular, please follow the Vice President Pence movements and activities. He was on that flight on Air Force Two about 2 years ago that was en route to New Hampshire, and President Trump ordered it to be turned around and come back. So some have speculated that Pence got into some trouble there, was doing something and got busted, and Trump is just holding on to him as another chess piece in this large game that we're seeing being done. But we don't want to get anyone upset. There are a lot of Pence fans out there, but more and more people are coming to the realization that Pence is probably and possibly a black hat on the inside, and part of the reason for everything being delayed in this first 4 years by Trump, where he's unable to really get anything done because of all these accusations. Mitch McConnell made the news this week, and he's still making the news. Mitch McConnell, not a good guy. He's another deep state actor, but it was exposed this week, and I don't know if it had been exposed before this or prior to this. I certainly did not know this, but he married into the Chow family in China. His wife is Elaine Chow. Now, Mitch McConnell's wife is Elaine Chow, and they run a big, large organization business in China. Very powerful family. When they got married, I think there's allegations that Mitch McConnell received as a gift from the Chow family $59 million as a gift. Well, he's obviously owned or compromised if that's the case. Even if there is no connection to China, Mitch McConnell is acting as if he is compromised and owned. Well, that certainly would not surprise me. There's other speculation that this family, in fact, his wife was the one in charge of some of the shipping lanes, the Chinese shipping lanes. They run a large shipping business, a container business. And we've heard all of the speculation with the container ships coming from to and from China, coming and landing in Long Beach, California, with the children either inside or the children trafficking being in those shipping containers, either alive or dead. But it's used as a human trafficking front. And this will really get interesting if this is the case. But his wife is Elaine Chow, and Mitch McConnell is essentially married into the Chow family. Very powerful family in China. I found that very interesting. Now, later in the week, this woman I referred to earlier as Stacey Abrams' sister in Georgia, that judge, later then backtracked and reversed her ruling on those 4,000 ballots in Georgia. So it makes it very interesting now. Her actions at first seem like those of a deep state, black hat, bad guy character, but then she reversed it. So now the question is she really good? Is she playing a role? Is she a white hat? Who knows? Joe Wilson, a congressman, announced that he will object to the election college, the Electoral College certification. He's going to come out publicly and object to this. Now, what we're seeing here in the mainstream news is people coming out, and what I'm getting from the left and what I'm hearing from the left is they're trying to disrupt the honest-to-goodness voting that took place in each of the states that were certified, meaning that there was no fraud to begin with. Why is everyone objecting to it now? These people are essentially stepping on the U.S. Constitution. And this is how the Dems and the left is putting this. Trump is fighting the votes. We know there was fraud. Fraud was captured on audio, video, paperwork, statistics, analysis, whistleblowers and witnesses coming forward with sworn affidavits. We know that the fraud was there. We know that the fraud took place for sure in the swing states, maybe many of the states. For certain, most of these most of the counties that had all these swing votes and people voting multiple times, many votes coming in with the same last name, many votes coming in with the exact same address, fraudulent printed ballots compared to the authentic original ballots, meaning once again that there was fraud with the printing of the ballots, and it ties back into this whole Smartmatic, Dominion voting, and China, and other groups of printing these. And then we also had the Frankfurt, Germany CIA location tabulating the votes in Germany for our U.S. election. So we already know that there's foreign interference with the presidential election to begin with, much less the fraud and how open and exposed it was and how obvious it was. A House of Representatives member in Pennsylvania died. Mike Reese, age 42, died of an aneurysm this week. He served in the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania. Well, that is just very bizarre, to say the least. Pennsylvania in the eye of the storm here with all this voting fraud. House of Reps, he died. Another one, age young 40s, early 40s, healthy person dies. Could this be true? Could it be legit? Certainly, it certainly could. But this would be another one that I would keep my eyes on in a situation like this with this week coming up. Larry King hospitalized with COVID. This was announced January 2nd. Luke Lechlau, Congress elected in Louisiana. He was elected into Congress with this just last November's vote in the state of Louisiana, age 41, healthy. Luke Lechlau dies. So as I said earlier, we've got about four strange deaths in the past week alone. Mainstream media is not putting this out there as headline news. These are very strong, very strange indeed. Now, January 1st, if anyone had a chance to see the video of the Seattle Space Needle, did a very fantastic, wild display, basically a laser light show on New Year's to kick off celebration there for New Year's on New Year's Eve at midnight. But the show that took place was very odd. The imagery was very odd. And the show itself was very, almost seemed like some sort of a ritual, almost a satanic type of a, or Masonic viewing. For those who watch this kind of thing and understand it, that I've read about on the internet, they said this was kind of a blatant in-your-face thing. The general population that doesn't know about this, the general population that's dumbed down, watched it and said it was really spectacular, really interesting, really cool. But those in the know, they said, no, this was in-your-face. This was a very Masonic, cult-like ceremony is almost what it seemed like. So if you get a chance to watch that was New Year's Eve in Seattle. That took place really at the Space Needle location. Lynn Woods, back to Lynn Woods. He actually this past week got into the public the funeral envelopes discussion of the George H.W. Bush funeral. Remember those envelopes that were handed out to various people and their wives? And keep in mind, Vice President Pence's wife received one. So far, only the bad guys, bad actors received these envelopes. Well, Lynn Woods is tweeting, got him to trend a couple times this week in the number 2 and 3 positions nationwide. So he was really ruffling feathers. But the strange thing with Lynn Woods is that he has not been suspended on Twitter. So Twitter's, strangely enough, is letting him rant and rave about these true things, especially the funeral envelopes. So watch him, very interesting what he's going on with. Kamala Harris As of today, January 3rd, she has still not yet given up her Senate seat. And so this is interesting because she serves in the Senate right now, but she's moving along as if she is the president-elect vice president, which means she should be, if she's confident enough that they won, should be giving up her Senate seat. She has not yet done that. So how confident is she in winning? Today was also the vote for the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It was close, but Nancy Pelosi did win once again. She will be taking over control, which is not a good thing, although it was very close. A lot of people do not want her in there, but all those folks that are compromised love it that she's in there. They can't really vote her out. They need to keep her in there. And so it's all relating to these folks that are bought off and paid off, don't really have a voice in Congress. Today's last post is Lynn Wood went after Supreme Court Justice John Roberts and former President Barack Obama today, showing both of them in a photograph shaking hands. His claim was, how do people like this get to adopt children and it not be exposed? That was his actual quote, referring to both of these men that have adopted children. Well, according to the public, Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, have legitimate children with Natasha and Molly. We know that's not the case. They're not legitimate children. You know, that's not theirs. It's not Michelle's child. So that part is true. Now that's getting out there into the media, into the mainstream as a form of red pilling. And Lynn Wood is also suspecting that John Roberts is himself with his kids being adopted. Now, just to clarify, we know that Obama's children are not legitimately his. But who knows if they have been rented in some sort of capacity for that family to put on this public image that they've been doing the last 10 years. Don't know if they've actually been adopted officially or not. It was very interesting that Lynn Wood made that claim, made that question out there. And it's getting lots of hits, getting lots of retweets. And I believe he was trending again today on Twitter. Interesting. If you know any more about this, please leave your comments below. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and End Times Ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com. And bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, a big shout out, thank you to our Patreons, those donating to the show. Today, we just got the received word here at Eternal Affairs Media that we did record and publish our 150th episode. So congrats to everybody. Thanks for listening. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is January 3rd, 2021. Thanks for listening.
That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Mourn for the friends I have loved and lost. In that steel beam, in God we trust. And the freedom I fall for is grand. America.